a major milestone on Sunday afternoon as we're getting into the general session, and a name scrolls across the screen. People say it's One Shop. A lot of work went into this. To see the name on the screen finally had to feel good for you.
That's 100% true. It's like a couple of deep sighs of relief when we finally got that launch. Yeah, it's been about, you know, kind of 2 years in the making from the inception when we first started thinking about really simplifying digital, developing a new platform that we thought was really going to help drive our retailers' business. So a lot of things went into it, you know, from the architecture to, you know, features that we wanted in there, things that were really going to drive the business.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. We are coming off of a whirlwind of a week out there in Las Vegas. First time, crazy enough, in almost 5 years that Nationwide has been in Las Vegas for a primetime event. And man, the city didn't disappoint. It was a great time. You know, we had, if you followed any of the social media coverage or trade media coverage, you know that there was a lot happening at the Venetian Convention and Expo Center over the 4 days that we were there in Las Vegas for the event. And much to dive into, many stories to share over the coming weeks. We got, you know, 10 podcasts that came out of that event over the few days that we were there recording right on the show floor. So we're looking forward to sharing those. But we are kicking things off with our post-primetime podcast schedule with probably what was, you know, one of the bigger announcements during the show from an NMG perspective. And that was the introduction of One Shop, a new platform, a digital platform that combines, you know, all of the digital services that have, you know, been developed and acquired and really perfected, I'd say, over the past couple of years here at Nationwide Marketing Group into this one cohesive offering from a digital and website perspective. And we dive into it with Aaron Bunshue and Taylor Ansley. Aaron, the Chief Digital Officer of Nationwide Marketing Group, and Taylor, VP of Product Management for Nationwide. And they kind of, you know, if you weren't there, you missed out on a general session where Aaron was on stage along with Jen Denko, our Chief Technology Officer at Nationwide, to dive into this platform and really explain, you know, the mission behind it, the reasons why, you know, Nationwide is launching this and kind of the path forward here. But took the opportunity to sit down with Aaron and Taylor during the show to dive deeper and see, you know, what the idea is for retailers, what the message is to them about this platform, how they can leverage it, and frankly, how Nationwide can leverage it too, and we'll be able to, you know, continue to improve and perfect the digital offerings that are available to independent business owners out there. So we're kicking off this primetime slate of podcasts with this, I think, really perfect way to kind of put the bow on primetime, you know, as an event, because this was really the talk of it. So let's dive into it. This is Aaron Bunshue and Taylor Ansley here on the Independent Thinking Podcast talking about One Shop. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast. This might be it for me, y'all. Y'all, it might be helping bring it home, you know? For all of us.
The closers.
Yeah. Right? We'll see how much voice we have left, Rob.
Closing it at the show, but I think it'll actually be our, as we're debuting these or publishing these, the first one we want to go with, because the news is that important coming out of this prime time. So Mr. Aaron Bunshue, our Chief Digital Officer, and Taylor Ansley, VP of Product Management here at Nationwide Marketing Group. Appreciate you both. I see everyone sees what shape we're in. If you're watching the video version of this, you know, appreciate you both. The
it's
coffee's on the table, tea on the table, right?
It's
been a heck of a show, but that's a sign of a good show, right?
It's absolutely right. Yeah, it's been a lot of energy. It's been really good.
So, a major milestone on Sunday afternoon as we're getting into the general session, and a name, you know, scrolls across the screen. People see it, kind of flew under the radar at first. One Shop.
Yep.
Right? A lot of work went into this. You know, to see the name on the screen finally had to feel good for you, y'all, and to see it just really come to fruition.
That's 100% true. It was like a couple deep sighs of relief when we finally got that launch. Yeah, it's been about, you know, kind of 2 years in the making from the inception when we first started thinking about really simplifying digital, developing a new platform that we thought was really going to help drive our retailers' business. So a lot of things went into it, you know, from the architecture to, you know, features that we wanted in there, all the way to the branding and how we wanted to think about, you know, positioning this with our retailers and getting the things that were really going to drive their business out there.
So people that have been following the story, they might have heard Platform 2.0 a lot. Is that, so talk about that in relation to OneShop.
Sure. So, I mean, the short version is OneShop is now the website platform that was formerly known as 2.0, right?
Okay.
On top of the digital offering, on top of the rest of the services we're providing. And so, really, that's sort of the unveiling of that as an actual brand instead of kind of the internal, you know, working title 2.0.
Awesome. So, getting here, you kind of talk about that feeling on stage, but to see it now and have the members come swing through the booth, what's the reaction been like, or what are you hearing from them just about this new, about the launch of OneShop?
The sentiment has been kind of overwhelming. You know, one of the core principles that we had in this, we were trying to simplify digital for our members, right?
Yeah.
And we probably did them no favors. We had a bunch of different solutions, you know, Chatterbox, Webfronts, multiple different kind of what we call point solutions. So just the simplification of getting all those solutions under one brand and OneShop, I think made a lot more sense to our retailers. So we're getting a lot of feedback around that. And then just as we talk through how we're using data to really help drive their business, and that's really kind of the core underpinning of the platform, we're getting a lot of excitement about that. And again, helping them drive that without them having to be high touch, right? They can allow us to be the experts, and the platform can learn and adapt.
That's the whole thing, right? Is that, you know, we have our members, retailers, wear so many hats. It feels like that one more thing that they have to concern themselves with and really be involved with and understand and try to get a grasp of. And just me talking about it, I don't run a retail store, I'm feeling overwhelmed, right? So for them, this is all about simplifying that and making it happen, you know, simply, for lack of a better term.
It is, you know, and we had so many teams under different umbrellas, right? You had a Sign On Time team, the RWS team, et cetera. And you know, it's the kind of thing that in retrospect makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
And it made sense to us too, but getting there operationally, you know, took a minute. And so I think, you know, we're really aligned. We're ready to set up for operational excellence really in all these areas and to kind of like align around the technology, around the services, around the digital side is really helpful. And so, yeah, that's, I've been getting the same reaction from folks. It just makes a lot of sense.
But I have to think too, internally, to have a team that now can rally around this as well. Like it has to feel just as good as a nationwide team and a OneShop team to be able to have this simplified message and you know, an organized team to go attack this.
Yeah, it really
product.
Did. I mean, working under different digital brands, you know, there's just kind of this forced separation that we were trying to get around. Now that we can kind of coalesce around this OneShop brand, it's really allowed us to kind of come together as a team. We actually, with the launch of this, we did some reorganization internally to just be more aligned to the platform, more aligned to the needs of the members. So it's been really good, right? That's only been about a month that reorg has been in place. But people are feeling really motivated. Everybody feels like they're moving in the exact same direction, which is great.
A member comes over, no idea at all what OneShop is, you know, our digital solutions, anything like that. So what's kind of the pitch to them? How are you talking to them about this?
Yeah, so I mean, I think I see it as a comprehensive suite, right, to succeed online and to succeed in marketing, right? So really, we're starting at the website. Out from there, from digital, we can kind of piece that together, but it really works better as a comprehensive package. So we're trying to kind of identify and address all those needs throughout that customer journey, from awareness to engagement to trial and conversion and loyalty and beyond, right? And so just trying to really kind of stitch all those pieces together under one umbrella, so it's not three different teams you talk to, two different account managers, whatever, just one, you know, kind of centralized place for all that.
Yeah, and it hits on everything, right? And when you say end-to-end and all the pieces that come together in this, I mean, there's website, I won't try to explain. I'll let the expert try to explain it. Tell us what all is entailed and involved with that from a product standpoint.
Sure. So I'll start with the website front, right? Yeah. So we're really excited with the OneShop platform, seeing some great early results on that from an SEO perspective, engagement perspective with the users on the site, seeing good results in transactions as well. We've really designed it from the ground up, and we've tried to kind of put in front of a lot of the members here at the show, and it's really resonated well, this kind of product philosophy. Right. That's kind of new for NMG. We've been very responsive to our members for many years, but being really more proactive, looking at the data, seeing where that leads us to drive their businesses and these members is a new thing. It's a new discipline for us. And so I've been trying to articulate that, and it's resonating really well in the sense that we're following data, we're looking to see where our results are, we're trying to drive action, trying to drive traffic online and off, all of those things, through a platform that's going to be really fast, really performant from an SEO perspective, and really manageable in terms of self-service by the retailers and their account managers to update things. So that's kind of the core on the website side, and then we have the digital side as well.
Yeah, and it's kind of the logical progression for retailers. Generally, they're coming in for a website, and then kind of over time, generally the next thing they're going to opt into is the digital advertising, right? So the artists normally formerly known as Ad Rocket. It's been a long 4 days. So they'll start getting in that and really start, you know, competing online for those eyeballs, which, as we know, in today's retail environment is really, really critical that you do that. From there, there's a marketing automation aspect that kind of bridges both of those, but it's what are all those behind the scenes automations that are helping them close the sale, like cart abandonment emails and vendor content syndication for promos and things of that nature. Yep. Then we've got additional solutions around like sales enablement. So think about being able to get additional intelligence in store, whether you're on an iPad, is, hey, I've got an appliance here. What's a competitive price on a Best Buy or a Lowe's? So it gives a salesperson on the floor the ability to kind of close that sale. Yeah. And then something that not a lot of people talk about, but is reputation management, right? So today's consumer, when they're looking for a place to shop, they want to know, is this legit? How are they going to treat me when I'm in store? What's that experience going to be like? So giving them the tools to be able to monitor their star ratings, be able to respond and really stay on top of that, that's becoming a really critical part of that shopper journey. So the full suite kind of encompasses that from I'm entering in market and probably entering in a near me search in Google, all the way through Taylor mentioned like loyalty and staying in front of them with emails and texts and things like that. We're trying to play along that whole continuum for them. Yeah. And then we're going to keep evolving the platform. As the shopper journey changes and we see new behaviors there, that's what we're going to be bringing to market.
Yeah. Couple things stand out to me from that. I want to start with the websites. And you mentioned the performance upgrades. That's got, I imagine, a part of this as well. So talk about that a little bit as far as
so, I mean, you know, we're coming from a strong foundation, but an older foundation on both the RWS and the Site on Time sites. And, you know, technology's evolved quite a bit. And we took a kind of, in the tech world, you'd call it greenfield development approach. You've got this nice greenfield. It's, you know, the world's your oyster, right? And we started with the technology stack that you would use in 2023, 2024 to build a platform that is intended to scale from the start. And so our technology stack is the same types of tools and technologies and infrastructure that Walmart.com is using and Amazon and those sorts of services, because we want to be best in class. It's important for us that our retailers, even our single shop, you know, family-owned businesses, can stand toe-to-toe with Lowe's and Home Depot and Wayfair and all these big box retailers and e-commerce retailers. And so that's a huge piece of it, and it's something that will drive every decision we make on the platform. Speed is really at the forefront. We're seeing great results there.
No, that's awesome. And then on the digital side, the breadth of tools that are available, that I feel like it's one of those lots of untapped potential, right? So retailers that probably aren't thinking about it, aren't forefront, but going back to the beginning of the conversation and simplifying and having the team to support them, I have to imagine, you know, that's something that's the... on our end, right, the close for the retailer that's interested in this is that we're here to support you with all of these services along every step of the way.
Yeah, I mean, kind of the unhidden truth around the platform is it's making us more efficient, right? There's a lot of custom work we'd have to do that required lots of hands-on keyboards. Yeah. We're really trying to have a philosophy of let's try and get as much of that off of people's plates so that we can be more consultative, right? I would say it's very easy to just be reactive and like kind of understand what a concern is or a request, and we just go fulfill that. Now we can actually be proactive and be taking these ideas and taking these opportunities and strategies to our members. So I think you're just going to see the strategic value that we bring really go up because we've got more time and availability to do it, and then we've got the tools to be able to bring it to market, which we didn't necessarily have before.
No, it's incredible. And I mean, it kind of, you know, full circle conversation, just the importance of having and maintaining these websites and knowing what, you know, customer journey has been like today and or is like today with so many shopping experiences starting online, the fact of just having a store, right, or having that digital storefront to be that first touch point for the customer and how important it is. Awesome to see just all of this come together and become this platform that is a simple sales pitch, you know, to the retailer, or simple to understand, rather, you know, that we're here to support and, you know, kind of look forward to seeing where it goes. Well, maybe that's the natural next question. You know, we just wrapped up One Shop, so like it's fresh, right? But yeah, I know you guys on either the tech and digital side of the world, you're always thinking about next iterations and what's coming. Short of you know, giving me trade secrets, you'd have to like cancel the podcast over. What are you thinking? What are sort of those next steps in mind that you're already working on?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is really just the start for us. You know, it feels like an unveiling, but it's also just the launching point for a lot of really exciting things. For me, it really comes down to data and leveraging data at scale. You know, I mean, that's the, you know, I've been telling retailers this week, Home Depot is getting 150 million to 200 million visits a week. You know, none of our retailers can compete on that by themselves, you know, even the largest retailers in our group. And so we need to combine that kind of purchase power in the, you know, buying group sense on the data side as well. And when we have access to that data, we can do some amazing things and optimizations and drive their business forward and have the data to back that decision making up.
That's exactly right. I think the other piece here is we've got to be active listeners, right? We need to be talking to our retailers all the time. What are the challenges that they're facing? I think it's very easy to have a roadmap driven by technology. That's not really the route we're going. We want to be driven by business needs. So, you know, Taylor and his team have done a great job on the foundation. We're going to always have that data there, but now we need to point it in the direction of what's the biggest need, what's the biggest opportunity for the members. So I think it's kind of a new mentality that we're taking around increasing performance that's just now kicking off with the unveiling. Right now is where the fun stuff happens and start building some new capabilities.
Kind of the way both of you answered that speaks to the future potential of this, right? Because we're going to see just... like everything here, data, the power of data and the power of, you know, these tools being out there and in use, able to learn from and continue to evolve from. So I'm sure certainly some exciting times ahead.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think we've got a long list of, you know, desires on that roadmap that we'll be working to fulfill, working closely with vendor partners to kind of build more robust data in and things like that as well along the way. So, yeah, just really exciting to see where it goes.
Sure. Well, I know... I see where the time's at. I feel like I made you guys talk long enough.
We still have some voice left.
I don't know that we're showing the enthusiasm with no voice, but it's there.
I believe you. Listen, yeah. I saw you on stage. I know. I mean, the fact that you got up there and threw a Price is Right, call out on it. You know, that made my week.
Yeah. So. The only thing I was missing was the stick mic that Bob Barker had, so that would have made that perfect. But yeah, that was a lot
of fun.
Incredible.
Hey, we appreciate the time and. I'll let you get back out there and use what you have left of those voices to continue to pump the one shop noise.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
You bet. All right. Awesome. And when I say, you know, I always like to thank, you know, our guests at the end of these episodes. And I really do appreciate Aaron and Taylor, you know, fighting through it. If you were watching the video version of this, you saw the cups of tea that were on the table that they had at hand, ready to go every few seconds. It was a week. You know, it's just the physical toll this week took on them is testament to just how much they were out there talking about the platform, about One Shop, and you know the importance of it to our members and to the independent business. Channel here at Nationwide Marketing Group. So really do appreciate them taking that time and diving into it with us and sharing more. Hopefully, you know, it's something that you're able to take something out of as a listener and independent business owner. And if you're not already, you know, you decide it's something you need to and want to leverage. And if you are, maybe it's something you take a second look at and see if there's any more juice that you can squeeze out of those digital offerings that you're already taking advantage of here at Nationwide. So appreciate them. And as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.